Welcome to the Building with Metal podcast, presented by McElroy Metal. Whether you're a contractor, architect, designer, or building owner, we're here to help you build better with metal roofing and siding products.
Hello, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Kathy Miller, and today we're thrilled to be joined by John Willis with Advanced Metal Roofing. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kathy.
It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. To start things off, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do for Advanced Metal Roofing?
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for having me on again. I am the Chief Marketing Officer over at Advanced Metal Roofing, and that sounds like a big title, but really all I am, I'm the grandson of the operation here at Advanced Metal Roofing. So we're actually a third-generation company. We were started back in 1966, and what I do is really try to bring the new age of marketing and our customers' voices into our business so that we can kind of keep things moving and improving. So that's where I take place in our business here.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So are all three generations still involved in the business?
Currently, my father operates and owns the business. My grandfather passed away, but we cherish him every single day, and it's great to work with my father and kind of learn the quirks of the business from the old age to the new age today.
Oh, absolutely. And to keep your grandfather's legacy alive is sure. Very, very special as well, I'm sure. So, all right, fantastic. So I guess fill us in a little bit about Advanced Metal Roofing. You know, where do you guys operate out of? What are you known for? Those types of things.
Yeah, so Advanced Metal Roofing, like I said, we started back in 66. It actually was started as a full home improvement company that did siding and windows. And back in the 60s and 70s, it was predominantly asphalt roofing is what we did back then. Since the early 90s, we've kind of taken on full shape as a metal roofing only company. And that has evolved to metal siding, and we still do vinyl siding as well, but really try to stay in our lane with metal roofing and metal siding. So we're located right out of the seacoast of New Hampshire. We actually just purchased a new building, a 9,000 square foot building in North Hampton, New Hampshire. So we kind of have a great scene there, and what that gives us the ability to do is hit the border of Maine within 15 minutes and the border of Massachusetts within 15 minutes. So really, we can cover all of New Hampshire top and down, and we cover a good bits of Maine and Boston North as well.
Fabulous. Okay, and so what type of markets do you guys focus on, John?
Sure. Yeah. So we really try to focus on residential roofing and residential siding. That's kind of our sweet spot. There's a lot of times where we do new construction builds and work with a few builders in our areas as well on their projects. But we try to stay out of the commercial scene for a good amount and just really focus on our homeowners in the area that need the roofing the most.
Fantastic. Okay. So I'm going to kind of segue back just a minute here. You mentioned earlier that you're starting to do a lot of metal siding too. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so really, I don't think it was something we ever really planned on going full force at. But our customers kind of kept doing their own research. And the more and more our customers educated themselves, the more and more metal siding seemed to be a great idea in our area. And really, the more we kept hearing our customers ask for it, kind of seemed silly not to do it when we had the full, you know, capacity to. So really what we've been able to do, Kathy, which is pretty cool, is use the same roof panels, standing seam, and even some of our McElroy Mesa panels as well, and use those on the wall for wall application and provide that same type of warranty and protection that you would get on a roof, but on the wall of your home as well. So I think that's been pretty special.
Absolutely. So what do you think is the biggest reason that your customers have really gravitated on their own, right, to metal siding? What are the benefits that they like about it?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think it's a lot of things. You know, some of it may be a little bit of the aesthetic change that we've seen here in the Northeast, kind of that modern country farm building. So we can do metal board and batten, you know, in that snap lock seam look. So that kind of gives you that good vertical siding look that people are attracted to nowadays. But really, I think it's our environment too, where up here in New Hampshire, it gets cold for a good you know, I'd say almost half a year, but maybe a quarter of the year we get a good amount of snow and heavy wind force as well. So having a material that can really withstand everything that we're thrown at us, it kind of is like, why wouldn't we just keep doing metal when we know it works? So I think that's been the big push so far.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes total sense. We're seeing the same thing, you know, in our business as well. Sometimes the homeowners go with an exposed pass-through panel, but mix it up by doing it horizontal, you know, board and bat, and you know, that to get that look of wood, but the maintenance-free. A lot of people are just really gravitating to those kinds of things. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So when you think about yourself and your market and your competitors, John, what sets Advanced Metal Roofing apart?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one thing, we're a family business. So, you know, we're not just someone who's trying to get in your home and sell your roof. It matters to me. I have stake in the game. You know, it's a generational business and we're putting on generational products. So to have someone, I kind of joke in the home, you know, we want to do your roof and come back. If you call us back for a barbecue, you should really never have to call us back for anything else.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. It's. But really, you know, we have a great partnership with manufacturers like McElroy. And the big thing is we're combining state-of-the-art product here with crews and our ability to do state-of-the-art trim work and just really put together a functional product and make it aesthetically pleasing on our home and just going that extra mile. So we're one of the only companies in the Northeast here that actually have the ability to roll form on site. We own our own roll forming machine. We have 10-foot, 20-foot metal breaks on site on every job. So taking that extra step and having that investment in our equipment and our crews to be able to, you know, currently form those panels right there for the customer, I think that's been a really big difference for us and our company.
Absolutely. And the roll forming is another piece we'll talk about in a minute. But first, let's talk about the breaks that you have on site. So a 10 and a 20-foot break, you know, many, many customers just have a company like McElroy produce the trim and send it out. Obviously, you guys have found some advantages to having breaks on the job. Fill us in on what those are, if you would, John.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just having the ability to do it, you know, custom for that home that's in front of us. You know, some new construction, it might be easier to get a trim package set up for your home. But for here, every home, you go down a neighborhood and every home is completely different look. You could have an 1800s farmhouse. You could have a brand new 2020 new construction built 5 years ago. So it's really just having that ability to shape for that home, that specific detail line that they have, maybe a Victorian molding that they have around their doorway. So like I said, just having that in our hands right there so we can fully control it versus maybe missing an inch here or something in a measurement and having to cope with it there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That offers your customers a wonderful service and reaction and customization, even as you mentioned. So Kudos to you guys for making that investment, but also, you know, having multiple people out in the field that know how to run that equipment properly. So let's talk a little bit about your partnership with McElroy. How long have you guys been working with McElroy and what kind of products do you buy from us?
Yeah, so, geez, our relationship with McElroy goes back a long time now. I don't know if I could give you an exact date, but it's been a long time. I think it's probably our longest relationship with a vendor that we have. We used to buy full panel packages and everything, like you had mentioned, trim packages, and that was great until we bought our own roll forming machine. And now since then, we've been really buying full Galvalume slip coil from you folks. So in our business, we're really focused on buying 24-gauge coil. And what we're also able to do is really utilize some of the McElroy Mesa panels for a lot of our customers as well. So having an ability to use an exposed fastener corrugated panel that's prefabbed from you folks, custom cut to their exact measurements at home, and then us, our ability to roll form coil right on site as well is a great compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the things that you like about rolling on site?
Yeah, so roll forming has a lot of advantages on site. I think one of the biggest things for us is eliminating waste on a job site. So, you know, a lot of our competitors, and we hear this all the time, they're buying panels and they're left with a lot of extra panels on site. And at the end of the day, whether, you know, you believe it or not, I'm sure the customer is paying for that somewhere. And, you know, we experience that too. You know, when we're ordering panels pre-cut, we have to assume a certain amount of waste, you know, just in case in transit something gets scratched or anything. You know, we want you to have a perfectly done roof again. So if there's a scratch on the panel, it's not going up. Eliminating all of that, really, when we have a coil right there on site going in through our machine, we take an exact measurement on that home, put it right into a computer and cut that panel right there. We're just eliminating a lot of the risks, you know, that come with pre-cutting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So let's jump into, you know, what we wanted to really focus on today, right? And that's a special project you guys kind of have on your horizon. So fill us in on the project we're going to talk about today, John.
Yeah, sure. So, well, we just finished a really cool project with the Car Island Builders. And what that project was a large home, fully custom built. And we did a full metal roof job there, as well as standing seam metal siding there. And that kind of really sparked us in the metal siding here. And a lot of people kind of saw those photos and started asking about that. And one of those customers was the Gray family up in Alexandria, New Hampshire. And up in Alexandria, what we're doing is actually renovating an old 1820s farmhouse that has been in the family since 1940 now. And what they wanted to do was basically just fully renovate it so that in generations to come, they really wouldn't have to touch it since, you know, they haven't touched it since the 40s. They're hoping to not have to touch it again.
Really cool. Okay. So, Phyllis, and do you have to do a lot of repair work to the home before you can start on the roofing and siding, or is it ready to go for you?
So, the project isn't quite ready to go. Actually, the family is taking a lot of the demolition on themselves. They're putting in some new windows themselves and doing a lot of the stripping since it's older clapboards and whatnot. We're coming in almost wall and roof ready. We'll do a lot of repairs still if needed to kind of take, you know, alleviate their needs to do it if they ask. But really, we're hoping to kind of get in there and just roll form our panels and do a full wall and roof insulation from there.
Okay. And you guys don't do any general work, right, John? You guys really focus on exterior roofing and cladding with metal, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we partner with a lot of great carpenters and whatnot, but we're trying to really focus on what we're great at, and that's the metal work there. So outside the metal trim details, you know, we would bring a carpenter in.
Perfect. Okay. So have they picked products yet? How far along or what phase are you in on the project?
Yeah, so the job is underway. The homeowners are currently demoing everything as we speak. They've gone ahead and chosen a 1-inch snap lock panel for the roof. And we're going to bring that 1-inch snap lock panel vertically down their walls as well. One thing that they did that I thought was pretty unique in the project, they're going to do a matte black roof, and then they're going to change it up on the walls and actually do some of that new wood grain paneling that we've seen in the market recently.
Well, fun. Okay. So do you know which one yet?
So they've gone ahead and chosen the dark espresso, which I think is going to be super cool and complement the matte black really well. And, you know, a lot of people may hear this and say, wow, a matte black roof and dark espresso wall panels, like the home is going to be hot. And, obviously with McElroy Metal, the material we buy has fully coated Kynar on there. And Kynar has been a great thing for our company and something that helps us stick out, instead of the families worrying about any types of fade or some of that heat coming into the home. Kynar is reflective, Energy Star rated, and helps us kind of keep their homes cooler in the same time while still doing those dark aesthetic colors that the homeowners are leading to nowadays.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. So I would assume some of your competitors, John, still sell a silicone modified polyester paint or an SMP paint as well. Do you run into that out there?
Yeah, we do. You know, I'd say the majority of the groups out here are using an SMP paint, something that would shock or fade away over time or can kind of, you know, pick away like a nail polish. But I think a big advantage in metal roofing is the ability to get Kynar in your metal, and having that Energy Star rated roofing, or in this case, really a full home Energy Star rated with the walls as well. So And really, you know, metal roofing and metal siding, oftentimes it can be a little bit more of an investment than a normal vinyl or a normal asphalt roofing shingle. But at the same time, you're getting a lot more of that longevity and durability in the panel. And with that, you want it to look just as good from day one as year 50. So, having that Kynar kind of extend that lifetime of the paint and the look of the metal is just fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're always a little shocked when somebody, especially on, you know, a key project like their home or, you know, a hobby shop that they're passionate about it or whatever, that they'll spend the kind of money they will on a building and then try to save just a few thousand dollars on paint. And,
sure.
You know, then the building doesn't look, you know, it doesn't have that new curb appeal, you know, in year 50 or 60 like it could if they had built with Kynar. So completely agree with you guys there. And one of the reasons I think we've been a great partner over the years, right, is because, you know, we both really push that quality. So you talked a little bit about the wood grain. So in case we have some listeners that aren't familiar with wood grain, why don't you fill us in a little bit about what that is and any of the challenges you guys will have when you're installing?
Yeah. So, you know, Kathy, you may know a little bit more about wood grain than I do, but, for us, what it's been really cool for is just another aesthetic look for a home that homeowners are leaning to, you know, instead of just those matte colors, they actually get to put a little bit of that wood grain into the metal so that it represents that, you know, kind of looks like that wood in the home. One thing that's really cool that I found, with McElroy's wood grain is that the wood grain is continuous throughout the coil, meaning that it doesn't repeat itself. So if we're cutting off a 10-foot panel and maybe it has a little bit of a notch in there for the wood grain look, that notch wouldn't be in the same inch of the panel all the way throughout the roof or the, wall in this instance. So some of those little details, like I'm saying, make the big difference. And, you would think that would be such a small thing, but, really, if you're looking at your home and you saw a notch every single spot, you know, continuously throughout, it would end up bugging you over time. So, the little details have been cool to learn about and see grow.
Yeah. I'm way too OCD to have the little notch. It would drive me absolutely crazy.
Yeah, right?
So in case some of our listeners aren't familiar with what a wood grain is, we're going to show a picture of it here and so that you can see. But it really is, as the name implies, it's metal panels that are designed to look like wood. And so the benefits are if somebody wants that time-honored look of a wood siding, but they're tired of painting, they don't want to worry about mildew, they don't want to worry about damage and pest control, all of those things. And another big thing these days is if somebody happens to be in a fire zone area, obviously, right? You pick up, you know, metal is a class 4 non-combustible product. And so that offers benefits there as well. So we, like you, John, we really are starting to see a lot of interest in siding in residential applications as well as roofing. So it's been really cool to kind of watch that transition go. So
yeah, those are some great benefits to mention there, Kathy.
Yeah. You can tell what I do for a living, right? So what other products did the homeowners consider anything, or did they just know from the beginning that this is what they wanted?
No, so the homeowners went through an extensive estimation process with a couple other companies and ultimately decided to go with our group. And I think that kind of just attests to, once again, our partnership with McElroy. We're really able to offer the best products at a really fair price for our customers so that doing a full home project like this is affordable, you know. So we did decide on the snap lock panels. We were kind of looking at some of the Mesa options for the wall paneling as well, but decided that the fluid snap lock throughout would be beautiful there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I assume you're going to line the battens up from the roof to the wall application?
Absolutely, yep.
Great. And then what kind of width are you going with, John?
So it will be a 16-inch snap lock panel there. So kind of enough dimension to spread that panel out, but still get the rigidity of the panel that we'd like to have it. One thing that we're able to do with our roll forming machine as well is add in two stiffening ribs into our panels, which have kind of become our trademark look over time.
Perfect. And so what's the purpose of the stiffening ribs in case our listeners aren't familiar, John?
Yeah, so, you know, with any type of metal product, at times there can be oil canning, and really all that is like an optical illusion with the sun. One second you can see it, the next second it could be gone. But really that stiffening rib in the panel just takes a little bit of extra movement out of the metal and allows us to kind of eliminate any oil canning that there is.
Absolutely. And so, you know, what we find, and you're correct, the whole industry, it's something we struggle with. But the wider a flat area, the more opportunity you're going to have for oil canning. And so, we offer striations as well, which is just a very minor bend every 2 to 3 inches. But to your point, two pencil beads, you know, obviously can do a pretty effective job at reducing, if not eliminating, the concern of oil canning. So yeah, I'm glad to hear you're doing that, especially with a nice dark color like matte black. That'll be a beautiful project. So
absolutely.
So what kind of roof slope are you going to be working with?
Well, it's actually a multifaceted roof project here. So
I thought it might be given the age.
Yep. So the original home, that's 1820. That's a steep 10-12 pitch. Some sections of the roof go down to a 5 pitch, and porch sections go down to a 3 pitch. So I think that's one of the reasons why doing that snap lock there was so important, so that we could really keep that snow sliding off those pitches as best we can.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, you're going to have a lot of transitions, right? And the devil is in the details, right, with metal. So let's talk a little bit about your crews. I mean, obviously, labor is a challenge for everybody. You know, have you been able to kind of keep some guys long-term that you feel like kind of lean more towards craftsmen, instead of just installers? Or how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, so, you know, we have some absolute great crews. And our crews, just like you said, they go beyond just being a crew or a roofer. They're true metal craftsmen. They're passionate about what they do, and their ability to manipulate metal is really eye-blowing, mind-blowing too. It's really cool to see my father, the second generation operator. He's really been able to establish some pretty long lasting relationships with these crews. They've been with our company for longer than I've been with our company. And that really just shows, you know, treating our people right, paying them fairly, and just keeping them, bringing them back over time, keeping them happy. That's what you need to succeed in this business and to be able to perform the excellent craftsmanship that we do on the roofs.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You start talking that many different pitch changes and steep slopes and winter conditions, and, you know, you definitely have to have a guy out there that knows what he's doing. Guy or gal, absolutely. I guess I should say. So,
yeah.
So, you know, you've got, you know, both wall and roof on this project, you know, where it's, you know, we're what, October already, and winter probably comes even quicker for you guys. So what's your timetable look like on this project, John?
Yeah, so like you said, timetable, we're in the construction business. It's always a but in this case scenario, really, we're ready to go. It's just kind of waiting for the homeowners to get to where they want to be with their window framings and whatnot. We're still hoping to do something this fall or get it wall and roof ready, weather protected and everything, so that we could perform the work in the winter. Currently, they're not living in the premises, so we kind of get some flexibility with that. But really, a great benefit of doing metal roofing or metal siding here is that even in the winter, it's not temperature sensitive, so our crews are working. We can do metal roofing in the winter as long as there's no snow flying. So we'll see. Maybe we'll push it to the spring to make things easier. But whenever the customer is ready, we'll be good to go.
Ready to go. Good for you guys. Well, be sure and share pictures of us when you guys get that project done with us, and we'll add them to the podcast at that point, even after the fact. Maybe we'll put them in the notes so that people could see it. So yeah, I know I'm super excited to see how this comes together. So what kind of color or window frame are they using? Do you know by chance?
Yep. So we're doing pretty much full, that it's all the black look nowadays. So All black window framing with the matte black roof and the dark black espresso wood grain siding. I think it's just going to really look spectacular.
It's going to be fabulous. And how cool that it's a generational home that they've selected generational products for. I love the way you said that earlier. That's pretty neat. So
yeah, absolutely.
So if our listeners want to take and learn more about either yourself or Advanced Metal Roofing, how can they do that, John?
Yeah, sure. Well, check us out online. We should be everywhere. If not, send me an email, because I'm not doing my job enough. go to advancedmetalroofing.com and check us out online, see our product offerings and some of our recent projects. You can also check us out on YouTube and Instagram at advanced_metalroofing. That's advanced with a D there. If you want to check me out personally, it's just John_Willis, WILUSC.
Perfect. Okay. And before we let you go, I always like to hear what's the next big thing on the radar for Advanced Metal Roofing?
Yeah, well, the next big thing for us, like I said early in the podcast here, we just took over a much larger space. So we're hoping to bring in some more machinery and kind of start fabricating a lot more metal here at home versus getting shipped over.
Yeah, that'll be exciting for you guys. We'll look forward to that transition as well. So, okay, anything else that you'd like our listeners to know, John, today before we sign off?
Nope. I hope everybody has a fantastic season here and goes out in good health.
Fabulous. Stay safe, and thanks for joining us today, John.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Building with Metal podcast, presented by McElroy Metal. To stay up to date with our latest episodes, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at www.mcelroymetal.com for more info and products. Until next time, keep building with metal.